Okay, it's time now for the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Jeremy Soul is a DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's with us now. Hi, Jeremy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I hear you've been doing a lot of remixes yourself.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of production work, and it's an exciting time. Yeah, I'm working with a lot of different styles of music, so it's been a fun time for growth and expansion, and the radio show's always the king of all that energy goes to keeping that fresh every week.
Keeping that fresh, and you've brought some of your favorites to us this week, and let's get right to the first one here. This is Jono McCleary, who has a cover of Robert Wyatt's 1980s song, Age of Self. Here it is.
They say the working class is dead, we're all consumers now. They say that we have moved ahead, we're all just people now. There's people doing frightfully well, there's others on the shelf, shelf, shelf. But never mind the second kind, is this the age of self, 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 self?
What a beautiful song there. I hear Elliot Smith or Jose Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah, you can definitely feel them. And also a label mate of his on Ninja Tune Records, Fink, is also another artist with a gorgeous voice and such heavy and beautiful lyrics.
And the music website Class says this song has folk inflections with electronic traces. Tell us more about it and about Jono McCleary.
Well, that's what's cool about Jono. First of all, this is his third record, but this record, for being something that, sure, you could say it has electronic elements in it, there's almost no percussion at all. And that's not even just sample drums. I mean, any kind of drums on the whole record. So the electronics are more atmospheric, and it enhances the vibe so well. And it's just being moody, but still hard felt. It doesn't seem like any of the electronic things are just trying to be overly weird or complex or progressive or experimental. Every single sound in there perfectly exemplifies what the lyrics are about.
And it seems to me if we forget our roots or where we stand, the movement will disintegrate like castles built on sand.
All right, well, let's get on to the next one. This is British artist Pete Joseph. This is called Move On.
If you think it's stormy now,
another really nice one, a very relaxing sound there, an interesting combination with his voice and that beat.
Yeah, and that beat right there is kind of a classic reggae pattern, one-drop pattern, but there's nothing about this record at all that is overly cliche or reaching towards dabbling in any genre. He doesn't dabble at all. Anything that he uses musically, instrumentally, lyrically is just so sincerely just what the song calls for and not grabbing any classification or gimmick. The whole record is gorgeous.
What else should we know about Pete Joseph?
I mean, this is his first record. This is his debut record called Color, although he's been the guest vocalist on a couple things on this same label, Sonar Collective, out of Berlin. But just the whole thing is gorgeous, and every song is quite different. There's a lot of dynamics as far as the energy or what instrumentation takes the lead of the melody. But his voice, man, it just shines through so much more than all the impeccable players on there. And he did play a lot of instruments himself as well, but his voice is just gorgeous and never overuses it and just does what the lyrics call for. So it's really a sincere record.
But I found so much of me is in here. It's not the same for you, my dear. Move on, move on.
Another one you wanted us to hear is the Oklahoma singer-songwriter Leon Russell. This is called Tightrope.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and a falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight.
This almost sounds like the more humorous era of Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you could say that, but he has Leon Russell's this classic. This is from a record originally released in 1972, so there's nothing about me being a contemporary about putting this record on there, except for that it's just gorgeous. It was originally a 7-inch, and then it came out on his record called Carney, and you can hear Carney in that. He sounds kind of like maybe grew up in a circus and just kind of living this wild life on both sides of the tightrope.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, and this is a very different sound from what we've heard so far. This is the Syrian musician Omar Suleiman. This is called Menzal, and this is the L.A. mix from Hannibal and Schreier.
Menzal, 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 أنا بعهد حبك أظل لموت Menzal, Menzal. ما نزال أنا بعهد حبك أظل لموت ما نزال ما نزال وبعدكم دمع العين وبعدكم دوم دمع العين ما نزال بعدكم دوم دمع العين ما نزال ما نزال إلك وسط القلب يا زين.
Tell us about this one, Jeremy. This is great.
I mean, first of all, I just thought it would be an interesting outlook to include some music from Syria.
Yeah.
Right now, with all that's happening in the world and all the opinions that fly around, either way, I'm not adding any opinion except to say, boy, just another culture where there's gorgeous and beautiful soulful expression, or as is everywhere around the world if you dig deep enough. So, Omar Suleiman is a legendary, almost mythical figure there. He plays pretty much only for private parties and weddings of dignitaries and travels in this highly exalted life, dare I say that. But an amazing guy, traveling around the world, always been pretty progressive in the people who he has produced his music. And this is just another example when he had KCRW's own Matthew Schreier, as well as Robin Hannibal. The two of them did this particular version. Now, whether this is going to be a studio track or whether it's going to be a remix, I think it still stands to be seen either way. But an amazing version from both of them. Robin Hannibal, of course, the producer behind Rye, and just kind of one of those producers known as having the golden touch and works with a lot of big names as well. But they came together and just did that gorgeous version. I love the juxtaposition between the synth bass line and things that sound pretty just mid-tempo beat kind of thing with the traditional instruments from Syria and his amazing voice.
Just fascinating to hear music coming out of Syria with all that we hear about that is going on there right now. Jeremy Soule, a DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Jeremy, some great picks today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.
منزال 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 أنا بعهد حبك أظل لموت منزال 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 أنا بعهد حبك أظل لموت منزال.